Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 4:08, and it is time for DeRussia Eats, as we do every Tuesday. Local chefs, restaurateurs, bartenders, farmers, anyone involved in the food industry, we bring them here to learn more about what they're doing and what's going on in food. And I'm excited to have the owner of Bappin' Chicken in St. Paul and in Arizona now, Chef John Gleason. Chef, great to have you here.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us about Korean fried chicken, because this has become really the hottest thing in town, and we're seeing this all around the country, too. Why don't we start with what is it?
Sure, yeah. Korean food and Korean fried chicken in particular is really popular right now, but it's what I call the original KFC.
I like that, the original KFC, yes.
So Korean fried chicken is a double-fried tempura chicken.
Okay.
So we use a liquid tempura that fries the chicken, and then it creates a really crisp coat around
the
chicken.
It's not an oil? It's in temp?
Well, we dip it in tempura, then fry it. So as opposed to a dry seasoning that you toss it in and then fry it. So it creates a real crispy shell around the chicken, keeps everything nice and juicy inside.
So we're streaming this on my Facebook page. So if you go to Jason DeRussia on Facebook, I'll hold up the Korean fried chicken. This is great radio. To visualize it.
So we use jumbo drummies. So jumbo drumsticks.
These drumsticks are enormous.
Yeah. They are, yeah.
How do you find these?
You know, I just asked my purveyors.
I need the biggest chicken you got.
Biggest chicken, fresh, never frozen.
This is huge, and it's extra crispy, right?
Extra crispy.
You know, do you think that's why people like it so much and why it's so popular right now?
You know, I think that it's, you know, the different texture, the different flavors, but I also think it's the sauces that you can put on it.
Yeah.
You know, the Korean flavors, the Asian flavors are very unique, delicious. We make 9 signature sauces that you can pick for any of the chicken.
It is amazing because not too long ago, I was judging a cooking competition out at Mall of America. It was a Minnesota Monthly, like, chef competition. And we had a chef from Duluth who is a great chef, but the mystery ingredient was kimchi. And this had to be 15 years ago almost. And she didn't know what kimchi was.
Oh,
and
okay.
Today, which at the time was understandable. Today, Ann Kim put it on a pizza. And I think whenever you put something on a pizza, it helps Minnesotans understand what that ingredient is, right?
Yes. You know, I think that kimchi and the Korean flavors, a lot of chefs are trying to expand their menus. And Korean is one way in which they're expanding. So if you go to even a non-Korean restaurant, you oftentimes will see a Korean barbecue item or a Korean chicken, the kimchi used in some unique way. And we make our own kimchi in-house.
Yes. Yeah, and you're now jarring it and selling it.
We are. Let's see.
For the Facebook. And where do you find it? It's labeled Bappin' Chicken, the name of your restaurant, which is on Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Yeah, in St. Paul, Grand and Hamlin is the intersection.
And Bappin' Chicken opened
2019, so we just celebrated our 3rd-year anniversary.
What a crappy couple of years, huh?
Nothing yeah, like, you know, I've
you
been
made
in the,
it. You made it, though.
Yeah, thank you. I've been in the restaurant industry 20-some years, and, you know, when we opened Bappin' Chicken, really had huge aspirations.
Yeah.
And then 7 months later, how you operate a restaurant and food service and hospitality just gets turned on its head. And we've really, we're thankful to all our guests that have supported us to get to 3 years.
Takeout was a challenge for you, but it also was part of the original vision, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely. You know, we use third-party delivery companies, but also you can order from our website for takeout. And, you know, when COVID hit, we definitely pivoted, as all restaurants to takeout and curbside, selling retail items, you know, bottling up our kimchi and sauces. came about from that.
We're talking with John Gleason, the owner of Bap and Chicken. You opened a second restaurant in
Chandler, Arizona, just in November, so we're less than a year old.
Is that just because you're a true Minnesotan who loves to get to Arizona in the winter, or what happened there?
Well, when I started and thought of this concept, it was always the intent to grow possibly nationwide. I wanted a concept that you could see and be comfortable with in any city in the nation, and so this is the first step towards that.
Explain the concept, because of course there's Korean fried chicken and you've got those massive drummies, but what else do you have?
So bap and chicken. So bap means rice in Korean.
And this people might know.
So bibimbap.
Bibimbap.
And that's the traditional Korean rice bowl.
Is that the right way to say it? Bibimbap?
Bibimbap. Yep.
All
yep.
Right. But it's
and
spelled like bibimbap.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, it's so for me, I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. It's rice and chicken, chicken and rice. What's more Midwestern than that, right?
Right, yeah.
So, you know, we really focus on bibimbap. We have 9 signature bowls, but then you can also build your own where you choose, you know, base, veggies, protein, any of our 9 sauces. And then we've got the Korean fried chicken. You can get it in the jumbo drummies. We do half and whole chickens. We do sandwiches, so we have 4 chicken sandwiches, which are great. I would put our OG chicken sandwich up against anything
out
there.
It's really good. It's a really good sandwich.
And then we've got other bar snacks, you know, like Spam Wasabi, the rice tots, and then kimchi fried rice and a few other things.
Kimchi, for some of our listeners who might know, in Minnesotans love pickled stuff. And this isn't exactly pickled, but it is in that sort of, I feel like
fermented.
If you like pickles, this is fermented, and so it's maybe a little, I don't know.
It's got a little funk to it. A little tang.
Yeah.
It's the fermented cabbage. You know, there's cabbage,
this
carrots,
is like Minnesota
daikon.
Food. You just leave that cabbage out on the counter a little too long, and there you go.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Always make sure to burp your bottle so they don't explode on you.
You don't want that.
No.
No. All right, we have much more to talk about with you. We're talking with John Gleason. Bap and Chicken in St. Paul just celebrated its 3rd anniversary, but really out in front on a trend that we've seen sweeping all across Minnesota and across the country, and that is that Korean fried chicken. I want to talk to you when we come back, John, about why you highlight adoptive families on your wall in your restaurant. And we'll also run down some of your favorite places. This has become a very popular part of our DeRussia Eats segment. When you're not eating at your restaurant, some of your favorites in town. So I give you a heads up, including your favorite pizza place, because I know you used to run a pizza place here in the Twin Cities as well. John Gleason, Bap and Chicken is the restaurant. DeRussia Eats is the segment. We continue with more in moments on News Talk 830 WCCO. 421, DeRussia Eats continues with John Gleason, founder, owner, Bap and Chicken. Go see him in St. Paul tonight or anytime. You can order delivery, that whole deal. And, John, you have a wall in your window dedicated to families of adoption. And this is personal for you. People might be thinking John Gleason on the radio. What does John Gleason know about
Korean? Sounds very Irish, doesn't
it? Yes, does not sound very Korean to me.
No, so I'm adopted. I was adopted at 6 months. And Minnesota actually has the second largest population of Korean adoptees. If you, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, a ton of people came from Korea that were adopted. And, you know, I have an adoption wall where anyone who's adopted from anywhere can be have their picture taken and be put up on the wall just to be recognized. There's really no more other than that.
Yeah.
You know, being adopted from Korea, a lot of people have different feelings about it. How do they come to terms with that? Is it an easy transition?
Right.
Even if you're adopted as a baby. And so, you know, I've heard from a lot of people that just being on the wall is, and being recognized is kind of the first step towards coming to terms with being adopted and what it means to live.
People don't talk about it a lot, you know.
They don't, no. You know,
my mom was adopted, so this is personal to me too, and I love that you're highlighting it because people don't talk about it. And man, I don't know if there's a greater gift that someone can give than taking willingly a child into their house.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, you know, it's a blessing, and you know, the wall is really for all those that have been adopted. And, you know, a lot of them love to see their friends. Maybe they've gone to Korean camp with them before as a child
cool.
and all
it.
That. And being adopted is a big part of who I am. And it's a big part of what Bop and Chicken is, both Korean and American.
I love it. Bop and Chicken in St. Paul, talking to the owner, John Gleason. John, are you ready to answer some questions?
Sure, of course. Let's go.
All right, here we go. John Gleason, what is, outside of your own restaurant, what is your favorite restaurant in the Twin Cities?
Sure. So like you said, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Arizona and Minnesota, you know, just doing these restaurants. So whenever I come back, and this is a little cheat, I go to Malcolm Yards.
Malcolm Yards?
Yeah. And so
you're
that's not one restaurant.
Eight or nine restaurants.
I know,
John.
I know. But it's an experience, right? And
yes.
That's what food and drink is.
I love that.
It's an
place.
Experience of life. And Malcolm Yards, you know, you can go and just have a great experience with all the different
right,
vendors.
Right near Surly. What do you think of Abang Yoli?
They
have a Korean.
So I love Abang Yoli, you know, and they just expanded, I heard, to 38th Street, opened a brick and mortar.
Right.
Or opening a brick
opening
and mortar.
Opening a brick and mortar.
And
in
so that's
South
real exciting.
Minneapolis. Really cool.
You know, that chef's great. And so, you know, but yeah, you know, Malcolm Yard's just great experience.
It's great. I love that place. Yep. All right. How about your favorite dive bar?
So, you know, we had Bob and Chicken. We have karaoke on Monday nights.
Oh, you do?
So, love
that's
karaoke.
Fun. All right.
So, I would say Vegas Lounge in Northeast.
Oh, yeah. That's
got to go there and do some karaoke.
I never have the courage to get up there and sing. Do you sing?
I sing, yeah. You know, I don't sing great.
What's your
but it's not. It's not all about, you know, I love 80s, anything 80s.
All right.
You know, but it's not all about having the courage to, because what a lot of people don't realize is, everyone's there to support. If you go to karaoke, you're supporting people that have horrible voices.
It's so true. John Gleason in the hot seat answering our questions here, owner of Bop and Chicken in St. Paul. Fast food. Do you have a favorite fast food?
So, yeah, I mean, I think that I would go with Wendy's.
That's mine, too.
Is
Wendy's.
It? Okay. Yeah. I got to get that Frosty. And that's really the reason.
Yes. The Frosty is...
Do you dip your French fries in the Frosty?
I do. And I have, a decade ago on TV, I did a story on, like, cheats that you can make at home. You could make, like, your own Frosty.
Okay.
And try to make it taste... And I took them out for a taste test with people, like, all right, can you pick which one is the Frosty? And people couldn't tell. So,
oh, really?
The secret ingredient, if I remember right, is some sort of gelatin. There's like
To make it that icy bit,
to get
right?
It icy,
and not
yeah.
just creamy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's Wendy's,
like
but it's
chicken,
only...
I like their spicy chicken sandwich, too.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty. It's
not
as good
as ours.
Yours. Yes, yes, yes. You're not as close to me as Wendy's is, right? All right. Pizza... I remember when you were running
Giordano's,
the deep dish Chicago pizza place.
So, I mean,
rest in peace, that location
peace, yeah.
in Uptown that's now gone.
You know,
when
was...
you left, it just fell apart, John.
I don't know what happened.
You can take credit for that. But what it, I mean, when you work around pizza, do you have a favorite pizza?
Yeah, Giordano's was, the stuffed crust, the thick.
Good.
But
yep.
I would go the exact opposite. So I would go Young Joni. You know, I got to stick with my Korean restaurants.
Right.
But I love the crispy crust and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kim does a great job.
Yeah, what they do with the different toppings and flavors is great.
I'm trying to see if Ann Kim has any pull with her alma mater. You know, she went to Columbia in New York City, and I just got back from college tours. My oldest would also like to go to Columbia. So closed circuit to anyone out there who can help. When 6% is the admission rate at Columbia now.
You know, a letter from her would do, you know, would go a long way.
I bet it would. When you look at the Twin Cities restaurant scene right now, coming out of COVID, things are starting to get back to normal as far as people going out to eat. Are things getting back to normal when it comes to personnel and staffing and that sort of stuff?
Sure. You know, I think that... you know, talking about things getting back to normal, that's questionable, I would say. But, you know, as far as staffing, you know, it's still a challenge. You know, we're looking for people that want to come to work, that will come to work on time. And so, you know.
Why do you think it's so hard? What happened to everyone? Where are the people?
I think maybe in hospitality, we didn't realize how many other jobs were available. And, you know, people leaving hospitality are easily able to find other jobs that pay a good minimum wage or wage and, you know, they're happy. Better hours, better benefits, you know, but...
You may miss the excitement. I
mean,
you've been in this business for so long.
Right. Nothing beats a hard day's work in hospitality, taking care of people and working with your friends and coworkers.
Is that the best thing about owning owning this restaurant? I mean, you've worked for so many people, but to own your own place.
Yeah, you know, the main reason I'm in hospitality is just to provide those great experiences for people around life.
Yeah.
Life happens around food and drink. There isn't,
it's true.
You know, everyone asks, what can I bring? Where should we go? What are we going to have? And that's just the case. And so opening a restaurant is to provide, you know, really I wanted to provide a great place for people to work and then a great place for people to come and have life experiences.
Yeah. It's pretty great. I mean, are you looking for other locations or where are you at now?
Right now, you know, I'm really focusing on the St. Paul and the Chandler location. Let's build those back up after COVID, make them successful, and then continue to look.
Do you have do you have family in Chandler or what took you there?
No, you know, I was really looking for a market that was growing, that had a lot of diversity. That was open 365 days a year.
Yeah.
You know, winter slows it down. But, you know, heat in Chandler slows it down. It's a little hot right now in Phoenix.
Yes.
You know, but really looking west of the Mississippi because of the fried chicken. Don't want to go to the south until we establish a good brand.
Yes.
There's a lot of factors that factored into it. But, you know, Phoenix, the Phoenix market has been great. And we look forward to growing there, but also continue to grow in the Twin Cities there.
Yeah. Maple Grove, we're always looking for better places.
Maple Grove is a great market.
You're a far drive for me when I'm not down here at work.
I just talked to someone from St. Michael today.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, we should bring one up there. And I was Maple Grove is where it would be.
Yeah. St. Michael's growing too. That's been, you know, but they all come down to Maple Grove. It's sort of the hub. The negative is the real estate cost.
Right, right.
So rent is not cheap.
I don't know if I would be in the mall area directly. Yeah.
Cool. Well, congratulations. And where can people find your sauces and your, you know, now you've got like your dragon sauce and some of this stuff available?
Sure, sure. So, you know, everything is on our website at bopandchicken.com. Or we're very active on Facebook and Instagram at bopandchicken. And, you know, we have a lot of fun events coming up at St. Paul as well. You know, we've got our state fair menu, which we'll have for 12 days of the state fair, featuring our Korean corn dogs. So you can get those every single day, all day long. Right now, just Thursday evenings. But during the state fair, anytime. We have an event on the 26th with the Salsa Collaborative. We've been doing a Taste of Asia pop-up, so come for that.
Cool.
And then we have a K-pop event September 17th. So if you love K-pop and K-pop music and the lifestyle, come and we'll be doing freebies and music and all that.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on surviving through COVID as a business. I know it's tough, and you guys are just terrific, so I'm a big fan.
Wonderful.
It's been fun to see your success.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on today.
All right, John Gleason is his name. Bop and Chicken, B-A-P and Chicken, right pretty close to McAllister, right?
Yeah, right up the road.
Kind of in that area of St. Paul. 4:31, we'll take a break and talk about spoilers. I will spoil all of your favorite TV shows and movies. Just kidding. I'm not going to spoil anything, but we'll talk about it when we come back on CCO. Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! If you're a fan of Better Call Saul, today you've sort of been on guard, right? For the spoilers. I was listening to this radio station today at noon, and Chad and Adam were on talking about the series finale of Better Call Saul. I've been watching Better Call Saul. I have not had time. Look, you people don't think this show just produces itself. Like, I just wake up and bam, we're good to go. Like, this show is ready to go. Craig, that's not how it works.
No, not at all.
I have been nose to the grindstone since, I mean, what time did you first get, you were asleep when I first emailed.
I woke up about 9:45 this morning. I already had like 3 or 4 emails from you.
Yeah, that's right. So no time for Better Call Saul.
No.
This show, I mean, the preparation.
Yes.
I think, and you
a lot of back and forth.
You can feel it, I think, as a listener. I think people are big babies about spoilers.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think you guys, 651-461-9226, at a certain point, if you haven't watched a show, it's your problem. I view the Better Call Saul scenario as my issue. This is my issue to avoid spoilers. It is not Twitter's responsibility. It is not Chad Hartman's responsibility to avoid talking about these things. It's my problem to avoid it, right?
Yes.
But people freak out about spoilers, whether it's the Olympics. Especially the Olympics.
Oh, people hate that.
Why can't we take some personal responsibility? This is sounding like now all of a sudden this is the Rush Limbaugh show. What happened to personal responsibility in this country when it comes to spoilers? I'm just saying the rest of society should be able to talk about things.
You would think.
But because we have information coming at us from a million areas, I will admit it is difficult to avoid spoilers. But it's not that hard. You know what I did with Chad's show? What I do with Chad's show most days.
What's that?
Turn it off. Just solves the problem right there. 651-461-9226. Are Americans giant babies when it comes to spoilers? I say yes. I say we have to toughen up and just step away from Twitter. I've been on Twitter today. I have not seen a single spoiler from Better Call Saul. I turned off Chad's show, and then I turned it back on. It's a coping mechanism. Sometimes you have to turn off the Chad Hartman show. I'm just saying. John is in Richfield at 651-461-9226. John, are Americans giant babies or not?
Americans are giant babies about everything. You can talk about anything you want on the radio. Somebody's always going to complain about it. It doesn't matter what you talk about. Somebody's always going to complain.
Now, is there like, when it comes to a spoiler alert, is there like, a giant blockbuster movie comes out? I do think some people like intentionally are trying to spoil that to be jerks, right?
Yeah, but if it's a show that's been around for a while and you guys are just talking about, if it's a Netflix thing or something.
Yes.
You know, if you give somebody warning that you're going to talk about it, they just need to turn the radio down. You guys have been given warnings about that?
It's that easy. I can't spoil Better Call Saul because I haven't seen it yet. If one of you callers calls up and just gives the ending, we will hit the dump button. We will hit it. We will hit it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, John. People need to just, like, it is your job. It's your job to avoid the spoiler. That's all I'm saying.
I remember one time working a weekend shift back in 2006, we're doing a scoreboard segment. We gave out the score of the third-place World Cup matchup in soccer. I had a caller call up and yell at me because we ruined it for him.
Now,
not the actual World Cup title game, the third-place game.
The third-place game. Soccer fans. It's a different breed.
They really are.
So is it different with the Olympics? Because the Olympics are, well, now they're live. You can see it live. But often they're tape delayed for TV.
Yeah. Like the big events, they try to put in prime time because that's where they'll get the viewership from.
I don't think it's different. I think, like, people should be able to, especially because of, like, news alerts and everything popping up on your phone.
Yeah.
It's impossible to avoid spoilers with the Olympics. And I still want to see it. I want to watch it.
Absolutely.
We knew how the movie Titanic was going to end.
Yes.
And it was still a great movie.
I haven't seen it.
Well.
I know how it ended.
I don't want to. Is that why you didn't see it?
Pretty much, yes.
Because you knew the ending?
I knew the boat sank.
That's it?
Yeah.
Isn't it the journey to get there?
Yeah, they really never got there on the journey.
651-461-9226. One of our texters says we're giant babies about everything. Well,
yeah, she's not wrong.
I don't know. We just like complaining.
People will find some hill, whatever hill to die on.
I just think, like, look, because everyone's time shifting everything. Like, what are you supposed to, like, I can't talk about anything that's ever on television?
Well, the key thing now is that, you know, we watch TV on our own schedules because everything's on demand. Like, back in the day growing up or so, like, you know, if feel like a show was on 7 o'clock, you had to watch it then. Otherwise, you weren't going to be able to see it until you had a replay.
Yeah.
Now, just fire up the DVR, just streaming. You can pretty much watch it whenever you want.
I mean, it's impossible to like to avoid spoiling something. And people are like this with movies too, right? Like, don't spoil, you know, Top Gun.
Exactly.
Like, well,
yeah. The worst is like when you tape like a sporting event, you can't watch it live. You try to watch it later because you have to be somewhere, and then you tell people, "Don't tell you what happened in this game or so." Of course, you know, people are saying, "Oh, you got to see this play in the second quarter just to like mess with you and everything."
Right. I mean, do you ever try to avoid? So, like, if there is a sporting event you want to watch where you've tape delayed it,
I have in the past, but not recently. Not
it's hard, yeah. Isn't it? It's hard.
I'm at the point now where, you know, if I miss it, YouTube has like a good 10-minute replay I can watch, and I'll get caught up on everything. So I don't mind knowing the result ahead of time.
I think people need to just suck it up. Like, in a time-shifting world, it's impossible. It's impossible to avoid spoilers. And it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's your job to avoid it. Not my job. So now I'm going to tell you exactly what happens scene by scene in the final episode of Better Call Saul. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I'm just kidding. I can't. I could. There are 1,000 articles on the internet about it. But yes.
Well, then it has to be true, right?
That's true. I could tell you things about this and you would be, how would you know?
You
if
wouldn't.
I'm telling the truth or if I'm not?
You'd have to watch to find out.
All right. It's 4:48. You're listening to Drive Time with DeRusha. It is Twins Ticket Tuesday. Just want to remind you that we are giving away Twins tickets at some point between now and the end of the show. And Twins Ticket Tuesday is powered by Miller Marine. The nice people from Miller Marine are in St. Cloud. They're fantastic. You need a boat? Miller Marine. 4-pack of tickets to this Sunday's game. It's a 1:10 start against the Rangers at Target Field, and this is going to be a beauty of a game to go to because Dan Gladden and Cesar Tovar will be inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame. So that should be pretty cool. Great game to go to. So listen for kind of the Twins baseball sound effect between now and 6 o'clock, and we will give away Twins tickets here on CCO. Quick break, back in a minute on Drive Time with DeRusha. We had a pretty hot conversation at the start of the show about Governor Tim Walz deciding not to debate Scott Jensen at the Minnesota State Fair. Do you want your Pronto Pup mixed with your politics? You can play that back on the Odyssey app, or you can get it on our podcast. We'd love if you'd follow or like or subscribe, whatever your podcast provider of choice asks for. You can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Spotify, Google Podcasts. And leave us a review, too. That really helps to annoy Chad Hartman. So if we get the most 5-star reviews on the station, this drives Chad crazy. So if you would you could subscribe to him, too, and give him 5 stars as well. But we just want more. We want to be number one. That's for sure. So check it out on your favorite podcast provider. We would appreciate that. Twins Ticket Tuesday still coming up. I haven't heard that sounder yet, so make sure you're listening. Caller 3 will win that 4-pack of tickets. And coming up in our 5 o'clock hour, the DeRush Hour news headlines are going to be good, including new insight on what are the most Minnesotan things ever. Make sure you're listening as Drive Time with DeRusha continues after CBS and local news.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.